angry or hard to get along with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about someone, you say, well, you better not tease him about that, you know, say something.
He's going to get angry or he's going to get mad?
Uh-huh. Because when it comes to that subject, he's awfully...
He gets angry, he flares up.
Do you ever hear he's touchous or feisty or testy, anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
And if someone was about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just keep
calm.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other expression you would use?
Mm-hmm.
What if you were very tired? You'd say you were just completely
tired.
Mm-hmm. Or using the expression wear out, you say you're just completely
worn out.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
funny.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever say queer or quar?
Mm-mm.
You never heard that?
No, I never used that expression.
What about, say, if someone had been well, you know,
mm-hmm.
then suddenly you hear they have some disease, you say, well, when I saw them yesterday,
they looked it so healthy.
Uh-huh. When was it that they
took sick, or when was it that they went to the doctor?
Uh-huh. And say someone went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes were running.
Mm-hmm.
You say that
he's catching a cold.
Or
he exposed himself out in the dampness or in the rain.
If that had already happened, you say he went out in the rain and he
caught a cold.
Uh-huh. And if he couldn't talk right then, you say he sounded a little
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
cough.
And say if you got someone medicine, you went in to their room, you might say, why haven't you
took your medicine?
And somebody who can't hear anything at all, you say there.
Someone that I can't hear?
No, someone who can't hear.
Oh, they deaf and dumb?
Okay. And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweat.
And a little sore that comes to a head, you'd call that a
pimple?
Okay. Any other name for that?
Mm-mm. A bump?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear a rising or a boil?
Mm-hmm.
What about the stuff that comes out when the pimple opens?
The pulse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about in a blister? Do you know what a blister is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The stuff that comes out of the blister.
The water? Water. Put them down.
You have chickens here?
Mm-hmm.
A little Benny.
Yes, we have chickens.
What did she say?
A little Benny egg. Show it to us, Shelley. We have those little bitty chickens.
Oh, the bantam.
Uh-huh. And uh-huh. They're laying.
You say a bee stung me in my hand.
And it swelled.
Uh-huh. My hand's still pretty badly.
And it's stiff.
Uh-huh. It still
hurts
because it's still a little
sore.
Uh-huh. And you say if a bee stings you, then your hand will
swell.
Okay. And my hand is already
swelling.
Okay. And if someone got shot or stabbed, you say you have to get a doctor to look at the
cut.
Or the bullet.
Or a bullet went
bullet,
through.
Bullet what?
Went through your skin?
Uh-huh.
Out of flesh?
That place where it goes through, you call that the... Did you ever hear wound or
wound? Yeah,
wound,
yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes if a wound won't heal back right, it sort of gets this flesh growing over it,
mm-hmm.
you know, without
healing.
Uh-huh. It doesn't heal right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Did you ever hear a name for that kind of flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear plowed flesh or proud flesh?
No.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of brown medicine you could put on a cut? It sting a lot.
Iodine.
Okay. And a real bitter medicine that people used to have to take.
You drink that?
I think so. But it would come either in powder or... What about... What's the most bitter medicine people used to have?
We used to buy, but that was in the olden time. My children have never seen that. Al West, they called it.
Uh-huh.
It was black like this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it would come in a... It was like in a powder, in a little box.
Mm-hmm.
I've never known to be in liquid.
They call that?
Al West.
Is that a French or?
Yes, a French name.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of an American name for it?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear
quinine?
Quinine?
Quinine, yeah. But I think what I'm telling you, that was bitter than quinine.
Mm.
It always, they called it. It's black.
What did you take it for?
A fever. Mama used to have that. We'd have high fever. That's what she'd give us.
Mm-hmm.
And it would bring the temperature down, too.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone was shot and didn't...